K105.3, Jackson's Hit Music Station, all newish. K105.3 morning show. We go to the phone lines. We welcome, a voice that you're going to get used to a little more on the music scene, but a face that you've seen. Hopefully he's without his sideburns. It's Scott Patterson. Scott, how you doing, man?
How you doing, Scott? Nice to see you.
Hey, living the dream here, man. And I know you're living the dream. You kind of have given the whole acting thing the kind of shove aside, and you're going into music.
Well, look, I've always done the music. I've always been writing songs. Even in my trailer, waiting for them to call me to set, I'm writing songs. So for me, it's just about finding, you know, the song or the group of songs, and I've been pursuing that since I was 13 years old. So that hasn't changed or been thwarted or slowed down in any way.
Well, let's talk a little bit about when you were 13 years old. You had a band with your buddy. You played some Beatles tunes.
Yeah, we played Back in the USSR, and we played I'm Not Your Stepping Stone, and that was it. And you know what? That was enough for most people. We played two songs over and over again at little parties, and nobody could tell the difference anyway, so it was all fine.
So you're 13 years old, you get bit by this bug, but your mom and your dad were both professionals, they were in the business. You decide, you know what, the music thing isn't working out so much right now. I mean, you're still working on it. Don't get me wrong. The Smith Radio Band, we're going to talk about the Smith Radio Band coming up here in a minute. Scott Patterson joins us on the phone line. But you decide in college, you know what, I'm going to give this acting thing a shot. Actually, it was after college, after a professional baseball career where you were playing AAA ball for the Braves. You were playing for the Yankees at some point. You get done with that, you say, you know what, I'm going to do some acting. And to show, for those of you who don't know Scott Patterson, you know him from the Gilmore Girls, you know him from Little Big League, you know him as the guy, Billy, with the sideburns episode, he's Spongeworthy, yada, yada, yada. But you actually rock out on the Get Fiddle, man, and extremely talented. But in college, you decide, I'm going to play with this little repertory theater, and to show how much of an indie spirit you've got, you've got a guy sitting out in the audience who... Angels in America. He says, hey, why don't you come work for my theater? You say, no, I'm going to stick with this little independent theater that I started off with. First production, he sees you and says, hey, I want you. And you say no.
I turned George Wolfe down. I did. I just, you know, look, I started my own thing, and I like having my own little troupe of players and owning it and, you know, I like controlling the video. I think you can do extraordinary work when you are unfettered. You know, if there's too many cooks in the kitchen, unless they're really good cooks, and even if they are good cooks, you know, egos clash. But, you know, I do like to be in charge. I'm not terribly great at being number three or number five. I like being the top dog, and I like my voice being heard. And this was another opportunity to recreate that again. And I have so many songs, and I, you know, the acting thing was, and is, and continues to be, I'm not leaving it. It's great. It really is. It's afforded me a lot in my life. But there's not a tremendous amount of immediate fan interaction. It's really far removed from the fans. And I've always been a fan oriented person. I love meeting them. I love performing for them, whatever I'm doing. And this was a way to, you know, really accelerate that process to where I could have that interaction with the fans. And music, I mean, let's face it, you know, as, for my money, my experience growing up, you know, my best memories are with music and going to concerts and having those experiences with your friends or your first love or whatever it is. So, and I love to write songs. I just love to play, and I love to write songs. So, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer for me. And I've tried this a few different times out here in L.A. I've had some bands. I've recorded. I've played out. I've tried to, you know, get record deals and this kind of thing. But this time, it feels really good. I mean, things are going really well. The songwriting improved. I had a new, fresh batch of songs that I wanted to get out there. So it just seemed like a natural next step in my career, you know.
Scott Patterson of the Smith Radio Band joins us here live on K105.3. We appreciate you being along. Follow along. If you haven't heard the new Ha Ha song, we'll follow this interview up with that again. But Scott Patterson, Smith Radio Band, you can follow him on Twitter, Facebook. Just use the hashtag Smith Radio after you check out this song coming up here in a minute. You talked about starting things off when you were 13 years old. 15 years old, your sister takes you to a concert. And I'd ask you where you get the Smith Radio Band name from. But I think if you just tell the story about when you were 15 and just being gutsy as all get out walking up to then an idol for you, we'll understand that story a little better.
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, wasn't really guts. It wasn't bravery. I was just gobsmacked adoration, love for Patti Smith. And, you know, I'd heard her a year prior on a Sunday evening concert from WMMR in Philadelphia. They used to broadcast these concerts, live concerts from the Bottom Line or the Cellar Door, wherever they were. And I heard her a few times and was just stunned by what I was hearing. And my sister was staying in New York with her boyfriend, and I went up for the summer and would stay with them every summer. And I virtually stalked her. I had to meet her. I'd heard she was looking for a keyboard player. We're in CBGB's one night. I was 15 years old, and she was there talking to somebody on the side, you know, standing up on the left side of the venue, and I just interrupted their conversation and said, I heard you're looking for a keyboard player.
Did you even play the keyboard?
I did at the time, yes, I did.
Well enough to play for Patti Smith?
I thought so. I mean, I thought so, sure. I mean, at that time, I was playing Keith Jarrett stuff and, you know, little jazz stuff, but yeah, I thought I could play rock easy, yeah. I thought it would be very easy, actually. So yeah, confidence has never been one of my problems, but I really was just drawn to her and her, you know, the power of her, because she grew up in my area, you know, she was a homie, so, you know, she made it out of there, and I thought, God, what an inspiration, you know, maybe I can make it out of here. And so she was very gracious with me, and, you know, she said, you're a little young, and, you know, sorry, and I walked out of there dejected with my sister, and Patti followed us out. And she stopped me. She called at me, and I turned around, and she walked up and said, you know, grabbed my shoulders and said, look, kid, good luck. You're going to be fine. Just keep at it, you know, that kind of thing. So I just kind of felt special for a moment there and felt like I was kind of blessed by the goddess. And so I named my band after her, Smith Radio. I'm just a wavelength on her radio station, you know what I mean?
So. Do you think you would have pursued everything that you have accomplished in your life had she not grabbed you by the shoulder at that moment?
Yeah, I think I still would have done it. It's just now I got a great band name out of it.
Yeah. Scott Patterson, follow him online at Scott G. Patterson on Twitter, at Smith Radio 111 on Twitter as well. Again, their single, the Ha Ha song, coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But while we got you on the phone, I know your new single has dropped. It dropped back last year. How's it doing?
Yeah, it dropped November 23rd. It went to number one within a couple hours on the indie rock category in iTunes. And it stayed there for a couple of weeks, and then, you know, we were just beside ourselves. We couldn't believe it. And so we just kind of rode that wave, and we're talking to promoters, booking agents now. We're going to announce something very soon, maybe today, about a big concert we're doing this month. And, you know, we're putting together tours, big and small. It's all very, very confusing right now because there are a lot of countries coming at us, promoters from different countries coming at us wanting us to debut in their country. So we want to do it the right way. We want to go, let's say, if we go to Brazil first or we go to Germany first or wherever, you know, we want to be able to stay in Europe and stay there a long time and just hit all the countries and tour. So we're putting that together. We just don't want to sort of go in and out, you know what I mean? We want to fly in, we want to stay there, and do as many gigs as we possibly can.
Scott Patterson with us here from Smith Radio. Follow him online once again. You can check him out on Facebook. Just look up Smith Radio Band on Facebook. It's facebook.com/SmithRadio111 on Facebook. You know the guy, you know the face. A lot of you know him from the Gilmore Girls, and I'm not even going to ask you because I saw an article yesterday where they're talking about bringing another season. I'm doing everything I can not to ask you about that, Scott. But you will always be, to me, aside from one heck of a talented guitarist, you're always going to be the guy that was sponge-worthy with a lady.
that was a fun experience.
I can only imagine what it'd be like to be on that iconic show. But
it was really kind of surreal, you know, because I was a fan of the show as well, huge fan. And the next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with Jerry and Larry David and you know, auditioning for them. And, you know, then the next thing you know, I was on the set. So it was kind of surreal.
Well,
a lot of fun. Really, really one of my best experiences in that business.
Now, when speaking of iconic, I got to talk about your band with Smith Radio Band. You got a guy there. You probably casual music fans won't know the name, but Steve Ferrone, he has played with some amazing people, and I'm just going to name drop a couple of things because I know you're too proud to. He's played with Clapton. He's played with Chapman. He has been along with the ride with the SNL, Saturday Night Live house band. Shaka Khan, 1978 debut album. I mean, the lists go on and on. Steve
Eddie.
Winwood. And then you've got David Santos. He's also played with Tommy James, the Shondells, the Rascals, Toby Keith, Faith Hill. You want to talk about putting some cooks in the kitchen, like you alluded to earlier. It sounds like you guys have got a delicate souffle.
I got to tell you, man, you know, my musical director is a fellow named Michael Nomad Rapol. And, you know, he's the one that brought these guys into the studio. And when he mentioned Steve Ferrone, I went, wait a minute. You mean the Steve Ferrone? Because I knew who he was. And he goes, yeah, that's the guy. So I was blown away. And you know, these guys in the studio were so professional and so on it and so casual and fun and funny with the stories. I mean, you're sitting around listening to, you know, Mick Jagger stories and Led Zeppelin stories, and you're like, what? You know, it was just the best. You know, it was the best week of my life, you know, recording with these guys. And David Santos, what a great confidence builder he was, you know. And we didn't even, I don't know that we used very much of the vocal tracks for those sessions. Those were just musical sessions. We did use some, but he was still, you know, they were just very supportive, and, you know, they knew this meant a lot to me, and they just wanted to help as much as they could. Can't say enough about these guys. Real pros and legends. And And there I was, you know, strumming guitar with these guys, and just could not believe it. And when Steve, you know, kicks in that bass drum and hits that snare, you know, you know that there's a drummer in the house. It's quite an awesome thing, let me tell you.
Well, we've got Scott Patterson with us once again from the Smith Radio Band. You can check out all of his songs. They're available for download on iTunes. Of course, we're going to hear the Ha Ha song right here on K105.3. One last question for you, Scott. With what Patti Smith did to you, grabbing you by the shoulder and kind of turning you around and saying, hey, keep dreaming, kid. You can do things. Don't give up. Mm-hmm. Do you find yourself taking opportunities to grab kids by the shoulder, looking for that other 15-year-old kid out there?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I've always done that. Yeah, you got to pass it down. You know, it's hard to pursue your dreams. You got a lot of people, no matter how gifted you are, you know, you're going to have a lot of people doubt you and try to stop you and, you know, because some people close to you care about you and love you. They don't want to see you struggle, or they want you to play better odds in another field. I do this quite frequently, actually, and people do get in touch with me through the website and ask advice, and I always tell them, you know, just do what makes you happy, but work hard at it, you know, and realize that it's a real crapshoot. It's a long shot, but if you love it, it's always worth it. You know, it's always worth it. So yeah, I'm a big believer in that. I'm a guy who gets up very early in the morning and works hard. I learned a very great lesson early on in my life about hard work. And for me, it's just, I just outwork people. And I think if you've got a little bit of talent, you need to work that much harder. If you've got a lot of talent, then you have to work five times as hard, because that's a lot to sort of deal with on a daily basis. And I'm not putting myself in either category. I'm just saying hard work wins out at the end of the day. I'm constantly writing. I'm constantly polishing songs, constantly. It's never off of my mind. I always have a guitar in my hand. And, you know, but that's just evidence of true love for a particular discipline, you know. And you have to have that. You have to. I mean, I would do this even if I wasn't paid for it. I would, and I did it. You know, I did it my whole life. And I would play, like in the mid to late 90s, I was playing gigs all over L.A. for no money. I just wanted to get out there and do it and gain the experience and have the contact with the audience. So it's really just driven by a need to connect with people, and a need to communicate, and to express and share my songs. So, and the thing that's thrilling about it is you can write a song, or when the songs come, sometimes they come in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and you've got a full song. That's when they're really, you know, they come fully formed. You could record the song that day, and you could play it out that night. That's what's so appealing to me about it, is the immediacy. You get the inspiration, record, play it live. You could do it very quickly. I don't know in any other business where you could do that.
Well, I'm working on getting you here to Jackson maybe a little later in the year. It's Scott Patterson of Smith Radio Band, smithradioband.com. Available for download on iTunes right here on K105.3. Listen up, that's coming up next. Facebook/SmithRadio111.com. And, of course, you can follow them on Twitter as well. That's SmithRadio111 on the Twitter. Scott, thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah. Also, let me mention Forgotten Hero is dropping March 17th on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google, and some others as well.
Beautiful. Scott, thank you.
Thank you so much, Scott.